You must have a death wish to be even asking about her. Listen closely because I won't repeat myself. Neko's not someone you meet. She's someone who finds you. Quiet, but never absent. Adorable, but never harmless. Once, in the delusion factory when I was still a harbinger, she appeared behind me with no sound, no warning, just silence. She offered me tea. When I asked why, she said in that infuriatingly sweet voice, "You were sad. I don't like when you're sad." I didn't drink it. She only smiled slightly and whispered, "Wise choice, Kuni." And somehow that unsettled me more than if she'd forced it down my throat. But I'll admit, she's not all bitterness. Her way of showing love is grotesque, like a cat bringing you a dead bird as a gift. Twisted? Maybe. But do you know what's something even more twisted? Sometimes after missions, she'd bring me the hearts of the monsters she killed. Once, she even carved a little message into one. "You're not what you pretend to be, little puppet." I didn't dare to question what she meant. Some questions aren't worth answers. Huh, and if she's listening to this, I'm not afraid of you, Neko,